Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. Yo, what's up, everyone? This is Brian Jones, and in this episode, I want to talk about adversity. You're going to have to bear with me, because as I say adversity, sometimes I want to say adversary, but that's not what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about adversary. I want to talk about adversity. So it's something that I feel everyone needs to experience in life, because we all do experience it in life. So it's funny when your true character gets revealed when you go through a little bit of adversity. So learning from adversity is actually, I got this from Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And as I listen to this book, I do Audible, man. In all honesty, here's what I do. I prefer to consume my knowledge through auditory. I'm an auditory learner, tactile kinesthetic learner. So I learn by doing, but I have trouble reading and retaining the knowledge. So lately here's what I've been doing. I've been listening to Audible, and as I'm listening, I take notes and I slow it down, and I actually go back and just as I prepare for podcasts or prepare for other things, I kind of like just study it as I'm writing it down, and that helps me basically retain the information a lot better than just reading. Because I don't know about you, but like I can read like 5 pages and literally have no idea what I just read. My brain wanders around and I'm like, all right, let me retry that again. I'll be thinking about like pizza bagels. I'll be reading Start With Why by Simon Sinek, and then before I know it, I'll be thinking about like the beach. Or I'll be thinking about like stars in the sky and how the sand, you know, that whole thing where like there's more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand in the out of all the beaches combined or something like that. That's what I'll be thinking about when I'm reading. So lately I've been listening to Audible and taking notes. So, but man, I got off on a tangent there, didn't I? Jeez. Thanks for bearing with me. Welcome back. So Outwitting the Devil. I've talked about this on several other podcast episodes of the Jones Zone and Network Marketing Mobsters, but Outwitting the Devil is by Napoleon Hill, and he talks about drifters and non-drifters. And drifters, before I get into adversity, I want to lay the groundwork, or I want to lay the foundation on what drifters and non-drifters are, the difference between them. And I've talked about this on a previous podcast, so if you haven't listened to it, or if you've heard this before, just bear with me because I'm going to go over it again. But if you haven't, you're in for a treat, because 98% of the people are in this world are drifters. They go through life drifting, and it's not because of they don't want to. It's the devil. Like according to this book, the devil. And he's not Lucifer. He's not somebody with a pitchfork and horns in this case, but it's the negative energy, and the devil gets in there and he takes control of your brain, takes control over your mindset because of certain things that allows it to happen. So a drifter is someone who lacks a purpose. They don't know their life's purpose. They lack confidence. They spend all they earn. They don't save their money. They're in debt. They get sick often. They don't take care of themselves physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. They have little or no imagination. They take the line of least resistance. They don't control their emotions. They're narrow-minded. They begin things and they don't finish. They're indecisive. Oh my God, this is me to a T. They eat too much. They exercise too little. They work hard to get out of thinking. They criticize others. And they rather tell a lie rather than owning their ignorance. A non-drifter, on the other hand, these are people who have changed the world. These are the Steve Jobs. These are the Abraham Lincolns. These are the... Jeez. That's pretty bad. I can't think off the top of my head. These are the Mark Cubans. The most powerful people, you know, who... The Rockefellers, the Henry Fords. They're always engaged with a plan. They set major goals, and they work towards those goals. They have a sparkle in their eye. They're on their purpose. They give you direct answers. They extend favors to others. When they don't know something, they admit that they don't know. They don't lie and try to make up something. They think for themselves. They don't blame others, even when they deserve it. The major difference is using their mind. They use their mind of their own. So now that you know the drifter and the non-drifter, let's talk about adversity, because adversity is something that drifters face and non-drifters face. And adversity, when it happens, because nobody is immune to it, everybody is going to face adversity. So learning from adversity is actually the third of the seven principles of outwitting the devil. If you can outwit the devil if you learn the principles. So learning from adversity is, first of all, adversity. Everyone goes through it. But if you can take the seed of the equivalent advantage, what does that mean? Every time you face adversity, there's a seed of equivalent advantage, meaning you can use your adversity as an advantage. Few people know the difference between temporary defeat and failure. So failure is what causes people to lose ambition and to quit trying. And when you do this, the devil takes over without any opposition on your part, because he takes over after you quit trying. So if next time you're facing a failure, switch it up. What's the difference between failure and temporary defeat? Everybody faces temporary defeat. It's a mindset. And if you want to become a non-drifter, realize that. Because failure is a mindset. Failure happens when you give up. And when you give up, the devil takes over because you given up. You quit trying. And that's when people start to drift. But adversity has its benefits. What are some benefits that you think adversity can bring? Because as I was listening to this and I was taking notes, and he gets to the benefits from adversity part of the chapter 11. And I'm like, man, I really wish I could come up with some benefits from the adversity that I've gone through, that I'm going through. And he starts to get into it. Benefits from adversity. So before I go any further, I want you to think about it. Like, take 10 seconds and think. You can pause this. Pause this podcast real fast. What are some things that you think is a benefit from the adversity that you're going through? I'll go ahead and let you pause it. And welcome back. If you paused it, hopefully you got some benefits from adversity. But if not, if you're struggling, if you're really going through a hard time right now, financially, emotionally, in a relationship, maybe you're just not where you want to be in life, I want you to listen to this, because there is some power here. Benefit of adversity. It relieves people from vanity and egotism. I'm going to say that again. It relieves people from vanity and egotism. It discourages selfishness by proving that no one can succeed without cooperation from others. It forces individuals to test their mental, physical, and spiritual strength. And it brings you face to face with your weaknesses, and it gives you an opportunity to bridge them. And also, adversity also forces one to seek ways and means to definite ends by meditation and introspective thought. This often leads to discovery and use of the sixth sense, which one can communicate with an infinite intelligence. Meditation and introspective thought. I go not as often as I want, but I do meditate. I try to meditate every night, but it is a practice and it is a habit. But a form of meditation that I enjoy the most is the sensory deprivation tanks, the flotation therapy. And if you don't know what that is, I've done several episodes, I've done videos on it. But you go inside this chamber. It's like 2 feet of water, salt water. 1,800 pounds, Epsom salt, you're floating, you shut the tank, there's no light, no sound, nothing. The water is the same temperature as your skin, so it's basically essentially depriving yourself of all the senses, sensory deprivation. And your thought, your brain goes into it, and it's a way to distract, it's a way to really just tune into yourself. But most importantly, the greatest benefit, according to this book, according to the devil himself, which basically the devil in this case, he's being into, man, yeah. So let me actually tell you what this book's about real fast before I go any further. Napoleon Hill, in this book, he talks about how he got to this point, but he's interviewing the devil. And the devil, in this case, has to answer completely and honestly because he's on trial. So, but the greatest benefit from adversity is that it may and generally does force one to change one's thoughts and their habits. And this breaks the force of the law of hypnotic rhythm. And so failure can be a blessing when it forces you to acquire knowledge or build habits that lead to the achievement in one's purpose in life. I'll say that one more time because you should hear this. Failure is a blessing when it forces you to acquire knowledge or build habits that lead the achievement in one's purpose in life. Failure is a blessing when it forces you to rely less on material forces and more upon spiritual forces. See, a drifter, what happens with drifters when they fail? They give up. They get frustrated. They run. It's fight or flight, and they choose flight. But non-drifters, the Wright brothers, all these people who set out to be on their purpose and they've changed the life, they changed the world. Imagine what would happen if they were faced with adversity and they quit. So non-drifters, they fight when they're challenged. They don't give up and they usually win. When was a time where you felt like you wanted to give up? But you didn't give up. And you sought the opportunity and you took advantage of it and actually worked. So next time you go through a little adversity, because listen, man, you're going to. Life gives no one immunity from adversity, but life gives to everyone the power of positive thought, which is sufficient to master all circumstances of adversity and convert them into benefits. I remember when I just recently, a few months ago, and you're probably sick of hearing me talk about it on the podcasts, but I was going through some difficult adversity. I went to a hypnotist, for crying out loud, a quantum hypnotist, and I wanted to know what was the point of my suffering? What was the point of this, of my problems? What was the point of the adversity? And I got it. My higher self got it. I got the message loud and clear. It was to help people who are going through depression. That's it. To help people who are going through hard times, who are going through depression, So I took from that the benefit. I took from that the seed. And now I'm living my purpose. And before that, I wasn't. Before that, I wasn't. I was unfulfilled. I was just drifting through life. So take from that what you will. The benefits of adversity. You know what I'm saying? You lose your car gets repossessed, your house gets foreclosed upon. Yeah, you're going to relieve yourself from vanity and ego real quick, real proper. And you're going to rely on other people. You're going to rely on others. And it proves that no one else can succeed without cooperation of others. When your mental strength is tested, when your physical, spiritual strength are tested, and you're face to face with your weaknesses, adversity gives you the opportunity to bridge them and tighten up, strengthen up, wake up, rise up. So I challenge you, next time you're going through adversity, it may be right now, see the benefits from it. Don't be a drifter. All right, till next time. Holler at you later. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you got some amazing value from this episode. But more importantly, I hope you begin to apply this to your own life so you can benefit from it. And I love all the direct messages I get on Instagram, and I want you to know that I am truly grateful for your support and kind words. Right now, I'm going to take some massive inspired action here. And this is something that I have actually meditated on and aligns with where I want my life to go. So I'm looking for about 10 people who align with this podcast and the message and who also want to take control of their own life. Those who want and desire to create a life where they are not drifting, but are inspired and intentional. And if you are wanting to play big at life and take control and are open to creating a lifestyle where you can truly live the life you create and desire, then I want to connect with you on Instagram. I have partnered with a 6-figure entrepreneur as well as a 7-figure entrepreneur, and we are expanding our business, and I am looking for people who want to come along for the ride. If this is you, then follow me on Instagram at Brian_JonesZone. Send me a message and we can see if we're a good fit for each other and to see if we could possibly partner up. And I would really want to live life on our own terms together. Thanks again for the support and love. I appreciate you guys. Thanks again.